Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go again to page Nun Zayin. Last time we discussed that in the Eser Sefirot de Yosher, which is called Igulim, it's not Igulim, but it's Kav, yeah. That means the Sefirah comes after a Sefirah. Midat Gadlo Taluya Be'or Chozer. The importance of returning light depends to amount of aviyut that you have. The height that you can send, return the Or Chozer, I was trying very hard on Tuesday to make it simple. So people see this aspect of Or Chozer in the game that is played and Midrash so extensively talk about the reaction of sun and the moon. These two are two lights to the creation, our world. And this will teach us exactly what is the concept of Or Chozer. It's unbelievable. What do you know in your life, physical world, that really gives an absolute perfect Or Chozer? Is an absolute honest mirror. What is mirror?
It's a reflection of you.
It's a reflection.
Right.
And the more this mirror is the correct mirror, because there are some mirrors that they make you narrow. All in the boutique mirror, they are put mirrors that you feel much more good shape. And there are mirrors that makes you fatter. There are mirrors that they are really perfectly, honestly your image. There is importance in understanding of this. But now, what is this mirror? The exterior of this mirror is a glass. Everything goes through it. Exterior part of this mirror is a glass. That's chitzoniut. Behind this glass is called a liquid metal called mercury or a silver. Behind the silver is totally black. So is the moon. The most exterior part of the moon is very light. It's the light of the moon. The back of the moon is totally black. Totally black. So it's telling you what a masach and the aviyut of masach should be. The most pnimi, if you take a line from the beginning of the moon and you go to the back of the moon, the most chitzoni part of the line, this line, is light. The most pnimi is the darkest. Now, what is dark means? Choshech. What that means?
Light.
That means absolutely doesn't reflect any light. Zero. What is that concept called Ratzon? Lekabel, which is Bichinad, what?
Bichinad
Aleph. Bichinad Aleph is the glass, or Shoresh. It's nothing. No aviyot. It's a glass. Does it reflect anything? No, any light goes through. Doesn't reflect. Zero reflection. Zero aviyut. And goes slowly, 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 becomes av beyoter. Av beyoter. No, tzarichim le...
Minyan.
And the last part is Bechina Dalet. But if there is no Bechina Dalet, if that black thing behind the mirror is not there, is there going to be a reflector? Because of the silver, there is some reflection, more reflection than before, but not as much if there is the black behind it. Now, that's what I want you to understand. There is a little bit more if you put mercury behind this glass. There is reflection, but it's not a perfect mirror. It's not a perfect reflection. It's not really very clear. There is an impression, but it's not very clear. As soon as you put the black, then you get the perfect reflection.
But there's a contradiction here.
Live with the contradiction, yes. But understand, that's the whole point. Why is black? Because black, as far as we are concerned, is where the Malchut says totally aspect of Bechina Dalet and sends it out completely. She, the black, that resists receiving the light, sending back the light, causes the silver and the glass to shine. Itself, the black, will not shine anything. Only the glass and the silver, because of the black, will totally shine in absolute perfection. That is Tzimtzum Aleph.
But they have to shine when they get affected from something else.
Oh yeah, we are talking only the vessel. We are talking about, we said that the Ratzon Lekabel no more is a vessel of Lekabel. Instead, was the Or Chozer that became the vessel of Lekabel, the Ratzon of Lekabel. The vessel becomes vessel of Lekabel. Ratzon means vessel. Whenever you have a Ratzon, you have a vessel. If you don't have a Ratzon, you don't have a vessel. So this Ratzon Lekabel, when absolutely becomes a perfect reflector, that's when it can receive. That's the paradox. That is the paradox. That's why we have to understand what is that black for. The black is there in order to allow the Gimel Rishonim, the first three phase, follow. Bechina Dalet only causes that the first three to be able to shine. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Give the opportunity for this, but if Bechina Dalet doesn't return, is Bechinat Gimel has a view?
Of course.
But Bechinat missing what?
Dalet.
Bet has? Yes. Aleph has? Yes. Now let's go to... Yes, absolutely. Now, what becomes the most chitzoni? What becomes most pinimi?
The most pinimi is the darkness.
Exactly.
The most chitzoni is the light.
So, the one that the darkest we call most avyut, the lightest we call the most zach.
Right.
So, chitzoniut is zechut. In chitzoniut, you find zachness. Yet remember this formula. I know where you are.
Yeah.
Remember, chitzoniut applies to zachness. Pinimiut applies to avyut. What is inside you is your avyut. Otherwise, it won't get inside you. And what is surrounding you is your chitzoniut. Why it is surrounding you? Because you haven't been able to bring it in because you don't have a viut. Because if you have a viut, again, you are a center, you are a nekudah emtzai, nachon? Look at, I draw it on the drawing on Tuesday. You are a nekudah, you are a point. And your hasagah, that means your orpinimi, what you understand, what you have been able to bring mentally, physically into yourself, is a circle around you. That's your olam. Now you want to go over of your hasaga. You want to expand. You want to expand this domain of whatever it is, pinimi, that you have been able to digest. You want to get more of this in. What happened to him? No, let him. He should understand when it is finished. I hope he doesn't stay all the way to the end, thinking that he has to stay all the way. Yes, check in quickly, please. Let's see if we can put this in a... Here we go again. It's
No, it's a good example, actually.
We understood what is this mirror.
Yeah.
We understood that the chitzoniut is yoter zach, pinimiut, that means aviut. If you don't have a view, you cannot bring it in. If there is no kli, there is no or. So what is kli? It's what's inside of it. So your hasaga, your receiving, your consciousness is one circle. Now, you want to go over your circle to expand.
Out of your own domain.
That means you want to go to your chitzoniut. That's the only way. Because the chitzoniyut is holding the light that you have not brought in. Pinimiyut is is the one that you have been able, is more important because you have brought it in. What you have, you outside is more than it's inside. So it's important and what you brought in. But at the same time, if you want to expand, you got to go to the domain of chitzoniut, which is yoter zach. That means less aviut. Now, if it is less aviut, I cannot bring as much. You follow? Now, if I go out to a point, if I am able to make a circle, I have expanded the circle. I can go to a point outside. I can imagine for a second and go out of my own domain. That's going over one point. There is, you are drawing and suddenly you imagine and you go, I got an information. There is this alteration I can change. You go there. You have gone over your understanding, but now the important is to encompass it. To make it a igul, to complete it. If you go only to one point and you come down, you haven't brought it into pinimiut. So what you are saying that something that has more of you to take to a domain of somewhere that is yoter zach in order to bring it in. Now this we have to learn. We said on Tuesday that only to expand this hasaga, and only Jew is able to do this. Only a neshama, a Jewish neshama, is supposed to learn to do this. Because they have the purpose to cover the whole Torah. So every year we study the Torah in order to expand hitrachavud. It says rachav. What mitrachev? Only mitzvah. Only through doing the 613 mitzvot, all the evarim and all the sinuim, all the gedim, they become both physically and spiritually to expand.
And the reason that you become it,
proof of fact that we use the minimal amount of the capacity of our mind. That means 5%, 6%. So therefore, there is a place to progress. That means there is more makif, more chitzoni for me to capture. That means there is a tremendous amount of opportunity for me to expand. Wherever I am, is nothing. Wherever you are is nothing. Why? Because continuously God wants you to make chidush. That is the secret of chidush. That's why the Torah says, kol yom mechadesh kol yom ma'asei bereshit. Kol yom, there is chidush. That means expansion. That means progress. Hitrachavut. And only this can be done when we understand what is the chitzoniut and what's the purpose of chitzoniut. What is chitzoniut of us? It's the world of illusion, sheker. It's full of sheker. Look outside you. No relation. No business. No zivug. Nothing is based on purely emed. It's sheker in it. Rav, yes, no. Sheker. It's mixed. And I have, this is my chitzoniut. So I need, if I go and expand myself, not expand myself with garbage and sheker, it's very easily I can jump. And not knowing, and bring in into me something like Adam. He looked at the Etz Da'at and he says, jump on it. He jumped on it. He ate it. He said, v'achalta. Achalta ota. So you don't want to jump and get into yourself something that is absolute, because it's chitzoniut. And why is pinimut more important? Why pinimut is more important? Why we are paying so much? Do we pay attention to pinimut?
Not really.
Not at all. We forget. It's the most important thing. We forget what we are looking into. Continuously into chitzoniut.
Because it has such a high impact.
It's a,
it's, yeah,
the world, honestly, when we say shalom to someone else, how much we mean it?
Yeah.
Marriages. Partnerships.
The difference between actual and potential, right?
Difference between the absolute knowledge, emet, and something that's not emet at all. And where really do I know the emet? Where do I know the emet?
The inside.
The most inside you. You know the real thing. You know the real about yourself. If you pay attention and you go inside. Yes.
Can you explain this, or can we explain this based on, I see all these four beginot based on what's dictated from above and what's the desire or yearning from below.
Very beautiful.
So it's a combination. What combination you have in Behinot?
There is 1, 2, 3, 4 coming down, 4, 3, 2, 1 going up. And both must be. There is Hovaya coming above from below, and Adne from below to above. All the time. That's why we say, excuse me, we say, Lashem Yechud Kedisha Birichu. It's, we want to make unite the above and below that they have become separated. We want Yichud, we want to unite it. So that means establish connection. There is this communication. I want a connection. So I am doing this. La'akma shechinta mi'afar. That means to raise the shechina from afar. What is afar? What is the significance of afar? Afar with ayin. What is afar with ayin? Dust.
Dust that it contains the four
bechinah. What is it?
It's the earth, it's the ground, it's the base.
What is the most chitzoniut of this earth?
Dust.
Nothing. Remember, in every aspect you should be able to see pinimut. What's the most pinimut of this earth? Fire. It's melted. Desire to receive. In every aspect is, you got to be able to see this chitzuniyut. Talks about zachnes, pnimiut.
And our personal chitzoniut.
Same thing. Go into your character. Go into your body. Go to every aspect in the world. This applies. You have to be able to see this. You have to be dream like this. You have to walk like this. That's why I said 4 steps a Jew doesn't take without a kippah. After 4, you're done.
Really?
Yeah. You're not. 4 steps, you cannot disconnect. You are able to disconnect yourself from Hashem. 1, 2, 3. The 4th, you are out. Continuously. That's why God gives you 6 days Yamei Chol. Yes.
Why this show disconnection?
Now, disconnection, what is my interior depends on?
You pray without kippah.
Oh, you can do many things without many things. That's not the point.
No, I don't think without many things. Okay, many things without many things. But just, this
you're
is...
saying yes, it's as important.
No, it's something chitzoni. The connection doesn't come from something chitzoni. But you don't have a beer, you don't have connection.
Just a moment. Where do you sustain yourself? From inside yourself? You gotta go to chitzoniyot. Otherwise, how are you gonna sustain yourself? You gotta go out to buy. What are you talking about? Your whole survival is depends into chitzoniyot. That's the problem. And when you go to chitzoniyot, what you don't have? What you don't have? Avyut. Avyut enough to bring it in. Because you became Zach. You don't have that avyut anymore. You want, all. You need always this Bichna Dalet to bring to every level in order to be able to bring it in.
Wait a minute. Avyut, as we say, it's more in Chatzoniut than in Pinimut. Why is that?
Avyut is more in pinimiyut than in chitzeniyut. Just the opposite.
No, when you go out and you see. If you don't go out and see, you don't want any. The desire comes when you go out of yourself, when you go to different...
Yeah, places. That's you what... That's your in. Eyes.
You
are able to bring it in. Everything that's outside, can you bring in?
No, but it's the outside that gives you that...
The outside affects you. Right. We said the outside, the light of outside causes you...
Right.
To express a desire to receive causes you. Yeah. We said that Bichinat Aleph Bet Gimel is the cause of Bichinat Aleph.
Right.
Okay, don't forget. Now, let's read here.
There is a kind of a strange thing here because if we are just mirrors and nothing else, then our inside is very dark. It has to be.
Isn't it? Why?
Because the light from above is what we bring from him.
That's right.
So we inside of us should be very, very light, not dark.
Yeah, but when we eat it, we conceal it. And by concealing it, we reveal it. I eat it, bring it down into me, make it an energy, and use that energy to say tefillah and to do mitzvot. We said the inside of the back side of the mirror is dark.
So the darkness of the inside is only the chatzuniyut of the inside.
I didn't understand what you said.
Say
it
again.
You compare us to a mirror, okay, which is fine.
I didn't compare, you compared. I said analogy. Look at the mirror. Adam is not mirror. Bravo, of the glass, to reach all the way to the dark side, and the dark side will send him back and causes that the silver and the glass to be full of light.
Okay, no, that's not what I want to say, okay? She said, Elisa said, that, you know, the youth is inside the darkness. You told her that, you answered that.
That's right, the most primi is more of youth.
Yes. Okay. So the very essence of
Yeah. But what kind of a light? It's concealed into four clipot. Now then you forgot the concept of yesh miayin. Bechinat Dalet is yesh miayin. Don't forget that. There is, you are mixing inside, so therefore inside me should be full of light. God is in me, so I'm God. No, God has concealed himself within you.
Okay.
A spark. And there is no way you can tap to it, and always that spot is Kodesh Kodeshim. It's dark for you to go in. And no matter how much you go in, there is still more that you cannot go in. And we said, until such a time, to become the most pinimi, called the head of Adam Kadmon, and it's none of your business to get in there. And he told you. That's the most pinimi. And he says, it's none of your, you won't understand, you cannot deal with it. Never mind, yes, the essence is Ein Sof. And he says you cannot deal with it.
So basically, inside the darkness, there is light.
Yeah, that's what I think it boils down to.
Now, that, again, what is Yesh Miayin? There is a concept, something called from nothingness. From nothingness. Well, what is down there? Nothing. What is inside there? Nothing. You won't know. You won't. It's nothing.
But he has a good point.
Yeah, and I'm explaining to you, look at the point. It's nothing. Because yesh miayin. It's nothing. You won't get it. He won't allow you to see his panim. Doesn't he say he doesn't allow you to see his panim? What is panim? It's pinimi. You can't. That's if it is him, essence, or and so forth, you're not allowed to see it, and you won't see it. And he says, don't deal with it, because you can. Oh, so what am I supposed to do? It's to take care of my chitzoniyot. It's to take care of the chitzoniyot. But in the domain of chitzoniyot, I need avyut of bichina daled in order to take care of it. Oh, you're full of contradiction from here to the moon. So let's read it here. Come, I promise you, Rav Ashlag will solve it for you. Guarantee you. You come to a point, they say, okay, I don't know even cook to any question. I'm out of question. And it says the following, Tida sheheya ulamot adam kadmon va'atzilut birei yetzira deyoshe hine ikar ha'bichina shebein ha'ulamot halelu hu b'shiur aviyut ha'afchanam. Havchana, it's tevdel.
Distinguished.
It's that they are, we have Olam Adam Kadmon, Olam Atzilut, Olam Bria, Olam Yetzira, Olam Asiya. There are five Olamot, and those five Olamot are the five aspects, really five aspects of what? Of Aviyut. There is a first is Shoresh, is zero, no Aviyut. Then there is Bichinat Aleph, then Bichinat Bet, then Bichinat Gimel, then Bichinat Dalet. Five altogether. Bichinat Shoresh, no Aviyut, zero Aviyut. Pure as Zach as it can come in Igulim, in Olamot, is Adam Kadmon. A little bit more, less Aviyut is Olam Atzilut. Less Aviyut is Olam Biriya, and then followed Yetzirah, and Atziya is practically no Aviyut. So the most important and pinimi of all the Igulim, we said, is those that are the first one. So Adam Kadmon is really the most pinimi of all the Igulim. Atzilut, a little bit less Adam Kadmon. So that's why we call Adam Kadmon Keter. I know the words make you think there is a, every time you are talking, hafuch.
Well, it is hafuch between Igulim and
But you have to understand where we are talking Igulim, when we are talking Kav. When we say Olam, that's a Igul. It's everything encompassing. When we are talking in Yosher, Kav, when we come to Adam Kadmon itself, there is a Kav that connects all the Igulim of Keter. Keter, how many Igulim Keter has?
10.
What connects this Eser Igulim Shel Keter? Kav. So Kav goes from the beginning of the Keter to the end of the Keter through Asara Igulim. One after the other. What do you mean by Gimel Rishonim?
Because that's how they are connected. The Gimel Rishonim fall within the Igulim, and then the rest of them connected to the next Igulim.
Okay, look at the Adam. Take the top of the head of the Adam from the beginning of the Keter of Adam Kadmon and his feet to the end of the Keter. It's one Adam. First Malchut in this Igulim is which one? We said if we talk about the Olam, it has to have Rosh, Toch, Sof. So that means there is a Keter to the Rosh, there is a Keter to the Guf, and there is a Keter to Sof. The Keter to the Rosh, Malchut of that Keter is Peh. So that's one finality. Then the second Malchut, there is another finality, but totally a different domain, but of the same body. Exactly. That's why when you come to your body, you have hands, you have lines. Everything here is lines. Everything here in your head is Igul. Your Gimel Rishonim, your Keter Chochma Bina, is in your head. Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod is in your body. And the Malchut is the Sof. When we talk about Olamot, you have to again look at Adam. Like you have your Olam. Your Olam covers you from top of your head, from the Kippah, all the way to the bottom of your feet. Where the head, in Olam Hazeh, where the head goes, the body follows.
So there is a difference between.
It's kind of a tag along. If your head goes, your body follows. And God shows you right from the beginning of the birth. First thing comes out is the head, the follow is the body. If the leg wants to come first, it's dangerous. They cannot do it.
So you're saying that it's just dangling from the Olam, from the bottom of the Olam.
There is a disconnection. You are very correct in your perception that there is a disconnection between head and the body. It's like we are like a tarnagol. We are like a chicken that cut his head and thinks he has still. She thinks still she has a head on, and she's running. But the head is not on. We are like the tarnagol. We run, about 20 meters when maximum. I've seen the chicken runs, but after 20 meters, it drops. God gives us 120 years. After 120 years, you drop, and you don't have a head. Unless you connect your supposedly head into the Torah. Then you have a head. Then you have a chance. Otherwise, you're going to run like you have a head. Now, Adam Kadmon, Ikar Havchanot Shebein HaOlamot, the most important aspect of those, the difference between these Olamot, Hu B'Shiur HaAviyut, is the amount of Aviyut that is in each Olam. שנמצא במסך כלים שלהם. All these olamot have full of kelim. They have their own kelim for existence. Like your olam has 248 parts, and all the gidim is all your kelim. All your parts are your kelim. And the gidim are the calves that really bring shefa to kelim. Your hand requires gedim to bring shefa, in order to your hand to be a hand, your finger to be your finger. So they have their own keilim. Ki masach shebe keilim shebe olam adam kadmon hu av meot. The masach in this olam called Adam Kadmon, which is the first coming in, is the highest level of aviyut. What am I talking about? You have to ask me. You have to beat me up. What are you talking about right now? It's the highest aviyut.
He said there is no aviyut in Igor.
Look at the malchut of Keter. What is it? What that malchut is? Malchut of that Keter. That means the bichinat dalet of that
Keter.
First time the light comes into halal, which is the Keter, right? What is its malchut? Who's, what kind of a malchut that is? That's the first ever malchut.
That's the Shemot.
To create the first Or Chozer.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Right.
Are we together? Isn't the first malchut?
Yeah.
That malchut has a view of what?
Bechinat Dalet.
Bechinat Dalet sends back the Or Chozer hafa.
All the way to
its Keter. So the most perfect Eser Sefirot of Or Chozer is when? The Malchut of the Keter. That means Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Malchut of Adam Kadmon is the Bichinat Dalet, the only one.
Can you say more or less that it's like...
The first light. No more or less, no. The first light came into Keter. Eser Sefirot of Keter. When Bichinat Aleph, which is Chokhmah, when Bichinat Bet, which is Bina of Adam Kadmon, then Bichinat Gimel, which is the Rampin of Bichinat Adam Kadmon, came to Bichinat Dalet, Malchut of Adam Kadmon, Malchut of Sefira Keter, or Chozer as per the rule, that's the first closest ever to Ein Sof, return the light back to the Keter of Adam Kadmon, and that is the first aviyut of Bichinat Dalet ever, and is not going to repeat itself ever again. It's called the Altera. It's the Altera. The word is Altera. It's the most chitzoni is therefore made of what kind of aviyut? What kind of aviyut? Bechinat Dalet. Now, what light, what energy brought from the Keter of the Keter of Adam Kadmon to Malchut of the Keter of Adam Kadmon? Didn't Yosher brought it?
Yeah.
Bravo. Now we want to study only this Eser Sefirot. You follow what we want to? We want to study a Yosher, a Kav, of only the Keter. Eser Sefirot of the Keter. Eser Sefirot that were became in light because of a Bichinat Dalet. Now, next Aviyut is what?
Gimel.
What Olam is created by Gimel? Atzilut. What Atzilut missing? Missing Keter. Therefore, the Or Chozer of Malchut of Olam Atzilut goes hafar. Bravo. Therefore, if the Or Chozer goes back until Chokhmah, what is missing? So, Olam Atzilut compared to Olam Kadmon is Chitzoni or Pinimi? Chitzoni, bravo. It's chitzoni. Why? less aviut. From this moment, as soon as this Chokhmah Olam Atzilut was created, to eternity, we will never, ever have experience of Bechinat Dalet. It's the most pinimi of all the Olamot. And we will never experience that kind of aviut of Adam Kadmon, Bechinat Dalet, the original, I'm talking. This Ma'asei Bereshit, we say it repeats itself. Every day I have a possibility of tap into Bechinat Dalet in my own world. I am only one inchy-binchy point in the world. But I have my own Olam Katan. In my Olam Katan, I have been given a possibility to tap into Bechinat Dalet for purpose of expansion and progress, to reach and evolve into a mature entity called Israel, as per the rule of Torah. Absolutely. Bravo.
And then from Olam Adam Kadmon all the way down to the fifth Olam, we can say it's from 100%, 80%, it's like 20% coming down to zero.
We only stay in a very simple form, so Bechinat Gimel, because we have to have a language together to understand, and we're going to communicate, because that's the aviut of communication. That has an aviut as well. If it is a deep down felt speech or talk or communication, it's felt more because why? It has a Bechinat Dalet. Encompasses a higher Or Chozer. So what's your importance? Is how much Or Chozer you have. How much you're expanding. How much you are able to cover. Somebody like a Rebbe or somebody like Ari or Rabbi Shimon Baruch, what was their expansion? They covered the whole world.
But what I'm saying is, there is nothing so far that we have learned that tells us it's not a linear change.
It is a linear change. Exactly. It's continuously a linear change. It's a step at a time. It's a jump at a time. We are in a linear world dealing with igulim. Mm-hmm. Because the concept of thought, Chokhmah Bina Da'at, is igul. I really don't have much to see about it. It's only I can think about it. It's an aspect of thought. And why gave you an aspect of thought? Now, understand. I want you to right now go for a second because you can really transfer yourself. It says, God thought, said, that's the Malchut of Rosh. Said, saw, and final tov, said again. Now, this God, his name is Shmo. Shmo is the Malchut. It's that Malchut that really decided to create the Briya Yetzirah Asiya. Now, this Malchut said, Amaro, En gvul be'amaro. What it means, en gvul be'amaro? That means what he says, it keeps on expanding. There's no gvul in it. There's no limitation. But whatever he creates, out of his saying, becomes limited. His saying is unlimited. His amaro is bli gvul. Result, the Bechinat Dalet. That's the result. That's the fruit. That's the malchut of what he said. Becomes full of gvulim, rules, and end. Now, bravo. Now you understand. In you, are you a limited person? In every aspect, we are limited. However, what comes out of our mouth? Just the opposite. could be unlimited. What it means? You say a tefillah correctly, how far it goes? And so, you mean it became unlimited? Yes. Look at the amazement. Ba'amaro, shmo en gvul, aval ba'amaro en gvul, but what he creates ba'amaro is gvul and limits. Now we will understand how important is this malchut of head. What is the malchut of head? Isn't this the one that sends you back to Keter? So your Bichina Dalet is where? Your true Bichina Dalet, your Olam. The first time the calf comes and hits the malchut is your Peh. Peh is your Bichina Dalet. Peh could be the most kadosh thing. The Peh can send your word all the way back to Ein Sof. But before the voice, the call, 130, 10 times Ava, comes out, it depends how hot is your heart. What is the heart? It's emotion. What is emotion? Aspect of your indulgement. That is what it gives kavana to it, kivun to it, direction to it. That's what comes out of your mouth. The hevel is made in your heart. The hevel, the shoresh of your hevel is from your heart. From the heat of your heart. The back of your moon, because every time we say, I love you, your heart, we go to moon. The back of your moon is your liver. That's why the back of your liver is what? The mara, the dark. What a paradox. You want to see paradox? This is what it is. The dark side is on the tzad yamin. The blood, which is dam, adom, is small, and I have to bring it into center. You see what a beautiful game? How beautiful it shows you. Now very soon you're going to start understanding what adom is. What is adom? What is sa'ir? What is isav? What that energy is. What is this black in you that is called Samaf Mavet? Is that black side of your liver? It's a kli that holds Mavet. Unbelievable. And we know that the back of it is Mavet. There's no light. End of the regel of Tum'ah goes to the Mavet. And what Hashem did? Hashem took the Ratzon Lekabel, because he created it from Ein, right? It's a Yesh Me'ayin. He took that Ratzon Lekabel and he put it in the world of Choshech, in the world of darkness, in the world of Tum'ah. So every time you tap into it, because he has to give you a choice, you take Mavet. Every time you tap into it, you tap into Mavet. Because that's the dark side. He said, go slowly. Because try to observe this. Because then we see the cycle. How Hashem created the choice. What is really the choice? What are the possibilities? And what are the follies? Why there are pain? Why there is Sheker, why there is Torah, and why I need the Mitzvot. It's a very simple understanding of it. Now, what you want to do with this understanding, that's the name of the game. It's all matter of how you do it. It's nothing else. It's how to do. And I honestly feel with all my heart that what you are studying honestly is as honest, as sincere, as productive that it could be any studies. For a man who wants to learn, who wants to change, who wants to progress. Progress, that means to create chidush, no matter what. To be part of the chidush. Because if there is no chidush, there is no maturity, there is no expansion. If you stagnation, you stay, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, that's it. You come as you are and you go as you were. No improvement. Empty. So in reality, we explain, yes, we discussed that all the olamot, one after the other, they have a what? A lower avyut, lower avyut, lower avyut, until it comes to olam hazeh. What is the avyut in olam hazeh? Zero. What that means? Zero? And what it is then there is? There is total chisaron. No avyut. Because if there is a ratzon, which is the avyut, immediately you can do something. So, how do I start? When I'm baby, what can I do? Nothing. Of all the possibilities, I am potential. But I cannot do anything. Until I go and crawl on my chest and my nose rubs against the carpet and I raise my hand, I go one step and two step, and I keep on going for practically a whole year, knocking myself, screaming myself, so one day I can come and say, it's enough, enough, I want to become a cow, I want to stand, I want to control. Ah! Push himself and he stands, this is it. Now, how long it takes him to decide not to fall again? Because once he stood, is he not going to fall? Is he going to fall? How many times? Up to him. That's our life. It's when we make a stand. All this is you going to knock your nose, knock your head, knock your until the moment that you decide and you have awakening to make a stand. That's it. Now I'm standing. That's our life. Yes. Bravo.
That's fully, completely blocks the life, right?
Right.
So in every olam, even all the way to the bottom olam, that's what the malchut does.
Right.
So if we are below the malchut of the bottom olam, how is the light coming through for us to be able to make a orpozera?
Azagbaru. I love it. How am I going to have an opportunity if I don't have an aviyut to cause or chozer? I don't have no avyut. So what am I going to create or chozer in order to receive? That's why God gave you the Torah. He says, Sheshed yamim ta'avot. Go ahead, do the work. You need to go to a laboratory to make some experiences to understand what is good and bad. You need experiences in your life. You are some experiences you don't experience. You learn through books and through your fathers and through when you learn. We say in Farsi, ektesabi. It's just you learn yourself, not necessarily to experience. Some are you experience yourself and you acquire experience yourself. So Torah comes and makes our life easy. It says those are the exercises for you to progress because I want to cause progress. I want the aspect of katnut, that means comes first from zero, and then slowly I give you the nourishment. Who gives the nourishment for this baby start moving? Mother gives the milk. Is he demanding? Yeah, he's crying, but he doesn't know why he's crying. He just feels emptiness. He's alone completely. He doesn't have no view to get up and say, go and get a milk. Dependent. So us, we are dependent too. Very simple. He gives me the mitzvot to do. 6 days I do. That 6 days work gives me aviyut on Shvi'i to receive, to become complete.
So you're saying on Shvi'i there is a possibility that Bechina Dalet opens up.
I love ya. That exact to complete it by adding the Gimel Rishoni. Because we are in the level of seven, Shvi'i. What is missing? Chokhmah bin Adah, the head part. It says, I give you that on Shabbat. Keter yitnu lecha. It says very pure language. Keter yitnu lecha. Here it is that what includes in Keter? Chokhmah bin Adah.
Shabbat should be the day when we think about our
Ozer. Absolutely. That's why it says, don't do 39 things. Because that's what causes our Ozer. But you're not doing. if you do, that means you are not creating Or Chozer, and that's the only day that you. In Yom Echol, okay, you do things that is not really Kedusha. It's Chol. Yes, but not aviyut of Bechina Dale. Missing all the time. Ketzavot, they are end. They have a beginning of end of aspect. Sunday is Chesed. It's only aspect of Chesed. I cannot deal with the aspect of Monday. Sunday is Sunday. Then it's Monday. Then it's Tuesday. Then I come on Friday and put them all together. And then I say, okay, this is Tanah. This is the what I did. Appropriately equal whatever you did, you receive. That's the deal. You keep on, you make a chidush. That's why you say, Ve'inu am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu masi adenu korna aleinu masi adenu korna. Here it is, I do something, that hopefully I get to Shabbat, and Shabbat you refill me so I can continue doing another week, and the chain reaction is tal shalut all the way to the end, until the progress is made. Yes, but if you don't keep Shabbat, my dear friend, you never get complete. You then never get your Gimel Rishonim.
Potentially it
happens. Listen, this nature, whether you are Rasha or you are Tzaddik, gives you to breathe. So you get the minimum to sustain you, and it's going to sustain you. And by the way, if you change your attitude and you become Isav, he says, no problem, I'll give you the shaman of this world, everything of this world, nothing of Olam Haba. Here, take it. Go. You came from into Israel, no problem. You are Israel. Your father is it's Ishaq. Your grandfather is Abraham. You are okay. I have a deal with you. You got a bracha. You're going to get it only this world. And that's it. Next world is nothing for you. Why? Because you are not anymore Israel. You cut yourself from Israel. I promise you not an iota of it. Not an iota of it.
Is it correct to say that then Bechina, the last Bechina, it's a lot easier to get Or Chozer all the way versus one above it? So if you're like your Ruach, you're trying to do the same.
Remember, the first three are only a cause. They are from above to below. They are cause. Only through from below to above you can catch anything.
Right.
We will study that, how this connection from above to below is made, and how the connection from below above should be done. One is to receive, and one is to return. But you have to know how to receive, and you have to know how to return. Both.
As much as you have to return, you have to learn how to become a good receiver.
That's correct. Because if you are not ready and you don't have it, it's first you have to go and make the money, and then you gotta return the money. But how much of it you return? It's It's up to you. You come. Any other questions? We read a lot, by the way. I mean, I hope you will have an opportunity to.
I have a question.
Yes, please. May I change a little bit in variation? Please, excuse me. It's not dictation. What the above wants to do is to give you a choice, give you bechira. It's not to dictate you anything. It says if you think this as a dictation, it's Avodah Zarah. No, it wants to give you a choice. Through your choice, through your wisdom, acquire understanding, you to make a mature choice. Bravo. You brought it very nicely. A mature choice.
Okay, but the choice, like the way I look at it, Bechina, Aleph had no desire.
Minimum desire, minimum ratzon.
But she had to receive. That's where I say that you...
No, the had wasn't the aspect of I was forced. Recognize the awesome importantness of it. It's a two different thing. It wasn't a matter of choice. When you are overwhelmed with the truth, is there any choice involved? Now, follow, where is a Or Chozer of Bechinat Gimel? Listen to this one. What is the Sefira that makes a Bechinat Gimel Or Chozer? That's in Tzadik. Tzadik can tap into that Chochmah. Not Chochmah tap into Chochmah. Because Tzaddik has Bechinat Gimel. Doesn't have Bechinat Dalet. Yosef is not really Melech Israel. David who Melech Israel. Well, Yosef has to give the light. Yosef is the Tzaddik. The light to Malchut. If Yosef doesn't give the light to Malchut, Malchut will not receive anything. The game is going to be finally for us to understand between the fight between these two. The disconnection, the problem is here. The problem is in receiving and conditioned to returning. Until Yosef HaTzadik did not make sure that Yudah made the Teshuvah, that was the lesson of Tuesday. Unless there is no Teshuvah, there is no receiving. The condition first is Teshuvah before receiving. That's why Shabbat is letter of Teshuvah. There is no receiving. God made sure of that. There's no other cut around it. Even for the 70 nation, there is a 7 mitzvot. That means they have to make a Teshuvah on their own level. Otherwise, they won't receive either. But because they cannot receive it, they come and they connect to you and expect you to do their job.
And that's the source of them hating us.
Now, I don't want to use those words. And one thing I want you to remember, in the realm that we are talking is not realm of our mind. In the realm that I want you to right now to think is as pure as is possible, not to bring in the world of good and bad. There is, in this realm, there is nothing bad. It's or and sof. It's totally in sof, but Rav Ash like allowing us through the Kitvei Ari to see how the DNAs are set in order to, as per this DNA called Adam Kadmon, the rest of the creation to follow. And if you look at the Shem Hovaya, there is the Kotz, that's called the Keter. There is the Yud, the Kotz is Adam Kadmon, the totality of Adam Kadmon, from A, Aleph to Taf, is inside this Kotz. And then Yud, Olam Atzilut, then Hey, Olam Bria, then Vav, Olam Yetzira, Hey, Olam Asiya, finish. Everything is in here. From the beginning, called Olam Adam Kadmon, until end of Olam Asiya, is in this name.
There were
more aspects of Lashpia than Ratzon Lekabel. There was a Ratzon Lekabel, let's say when we get to the Vav, we get to Yetzirah. Is there a Ratzon Lekabel? This is why the four phases is important. How this Ratzon Lekabel becomes evolve. It's very important to get the feeling of this Ratzon Lekabel to become evolved, because until it doesn't get evolved, I don't have Bechira, I don't have a choice. I only will have an absolute choice when there is a Ratzon Lekabel. But if I make the choice to satisfy that Ratzon Lekabel, I go to Olam Tum'ah, and if I go to Olam Tum'ah, I need to get out of Olam Tum'ah through Isurim, Da'agot, and pain and problems. That's the rule. To get out of this Olam Tuma, you gotta go through pain. What you are able to bring to Olam Kedusha, that's it, you are safe. You have for keep.
But you know what, in this four process that we're talking about, this four phase, we have no choice. Only the choice comes when we come to Bechinat Dalet.
Shabbat Shalom.